tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Thursdays in The Feed, we talk to our friend Callie from Butt First Coffee Blog. You can find her on YouTube and Instagram, and she's always got great ideas for parenting, for sort of productivity, and just kind of figuring out life in general. And one of her latest posts was about being on a budget at the grocery store, which I can totally relate to, because my wife came home the other day last weekend and was like, I don't even know what I bought. It seems like groceries are more expensive than ever now.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like every week I was going to the store and it was like a little bit more and a little bit more. And it finally gets to the point where you're like, something's gotta give here.
Right, yeah.
So we decided we really needed to get a little more strict with our budget just because food inflation, was just creeping in. And so essentially we did three main things. I know everyone likes to talk about, coupons and shop the ads and meal prep and, shop with the seasons and all of that, I think helps. But the three things that I think really were big for us was, one, was just getting really honest. I think that we're all really good at coming up with like excuses for why we overspend, I had to get paper towels this week that put me over budget. So it was kind of just like calling myself out a little bit and prioritizing like what really mattered and then figuring out what else I could cut.
Yeah, because I think people would be surprised about the amount of things that they're not going to miss, that they were usually buying.
Yeah. And like I said, like you kind of, you've gotten used to getting them. So you're like, well, this is what I always get. But when you really sit down, you have a heart to heart with yourself, you realize that you don't necessarily need it. And once you start living without it, like you said, you realize that you didn't necessarily always need it. And that sort of goes into my second thought, which is just like being really realistic. Because when you do lower your budget, you're going to essentially get less, right? It's just like basic math, like less money, there's going to be less food, or you're going to have to cut other places. So sort of being realistic about this and knowing like I can't have some of my usual splurges. But I think like ultimately I realized I'm really enjoying it because I end up with like almost no food waste. I'm like more creative in the kitchen. So like all these good things have come out of it, but you kind of have to be really realistic about it to be able to stick with it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And then the last one is just being really strict. Sticking to like any new budget is never fun, but I like to think about budgets like when I'm doing one is that they're working for you, not against you. And essentially it's either like discipline with your budget now or regret later when you overspend. So I always keep like my ultimate financial goals in mind to sort of like keep me on track. Like what am I working towards? Like whether it's saving up for a mortgage or paying off your house or getting rid of, some sort of debt that you have. Always keep those goals in mind. And then once you start to make some progress, that like really motivates you to stick with it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that makes complete sense. And so anyone going to the grocery store this weekend, you can keep these tips in mind. I think they're great ideas too. Not only for the grocery store, but if you're trying to budget for anything too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, Callie, thank you so much. You can follow Callie on YouTube and Instagram, Butt First Coffee Blog, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks.